Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 11 of Just Being Honest with your host, Eric Cristiano. How are you? How's everybody doing? I know technically it's Tuesday, but I have a legitimate excuse for uploading this late. I worked 18 hours a few days ago, and it threw my schedule off so bad, as usual. Every time I do one of these MSLT tests, which is for narcolepsy, it completely throws my schedule off, as it would anybody. Let's be realistic. 18 hours. I worked from 9 p.m. Thursday until 3 p.m. Friday. See, I can't even think. That's how ridiculous it was. Anyways, this week I wanted to do top 10 argumentative topics. And I'll go down a list of them, and we'll see which ones annoy me the most. Let's see. All right, number one is abortion. Abortion, all right. Oh, boy. Right out the gate. All right, let's read what it says at least. There is no cap on how much, I don't know why it's saying one there. All right, there is no cap on how much controversy this, I'm just going to skip the one because I don't know why there's a one there. Anyways, there is no cap on how much controversy the simple word of abortion sparks. Ever since the controversial Roe versus Wade court case, the notion of abortion have spawned many riots, picketing, and of course violent pro-lifers and pro-choicers often collide in a venomous war of words that often leads to violence of the highest form. Alright. Pretty medieval-like writing right there. Anyways, all right, so, abortion, yikes. Honestly, I'm pro-choice. Clearly, that person should not be a mother if abortion even runs through their mind. And they're gonna... So, if you allowed that person to have a child, most likely, a week later, it's going to end up in a dumpster. So, in that sense, I'm pro-choice because, and that is why. That's the only reason why. It's because that mother is going to be horrendous at being a mother. So, yeah, let's avoid those people having fucking kids on this earth, right? Let's just move on. That's just my goddamn thoughts on abortion. Yeah, I'm a pro, yeah, I believe in your choice. I understand the pro being pro-life and people don't want, because it's filthy and disgusting what they do to these unborn children. But like I said, my whole argument is that that mother would be fucking awful as a parent. So yeah, for me, I'm pro-choice. Same thing goes with pretty much anything. If a girl, I wouldn't personally change anything on me. But if a girl or a dude, excuse me, doesn't like their nose and they want to change their fucking nose, go ahead. Who cares? It ain't my face. I don't care. Oh, my God. Sorry. Got, like, the hiccups or something out of here. Hold on. I don't know why I'm wearing a sweater. I'm hot. Jesus Christ. Okay. Number two. Animal rights and experimentation. Is this mic? Hello. All right. Animal rights and experimentation. There is one acronym that reigns supreme when it comes to the rights of animals, and that is PETA. Now, PETA is not your neighbor. It's not some bread. It's not the guy down the block. It's not your husband, as my mother thinks it is, as I had to explain to her what PETA stood for, which was really shocking and hilarious at the same time, as I was on the phone with her dying laughing because she did not know. She's never heard of PETA. And the first thing I say, "Who your father?" That's what she says. "Who your father?" Oh, Jesus. So obviously, yeah, my dad's name is Peter. But it's Peter, not PETA. Anyways, for people who don't know what the fuck PETA is, that's been around for goddamn ever, it's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Simple, right? It's a group that sparks controversy wherever their representatives are. Whether it is dumping red paint on women who wear fur coats, or just simply picketing on the steps of Congress, PETA is definitely at the forefront of controversy. Controversy. Fuck. Animal rights and animal rights and experimentation is one topic that will always ignite raw feelings and a heated debate. Okay. So, this is like a double-edged sword, because I'm against, like, I don't want them doing shit to dogs and cats and things like that. But honestly, man, like, rats and shit, fuck them. I don't know. I'm sorry, like, you know, people who love rats and shit, but, or mice, but, I mean, come on. Most of the time, they're fucking snake food anyway, so it's like, that's the only thing I could say is that we need, if it's going to help the human race, I mean, there's a little wiggle room there. So if we have to do experimentation on a fucking rat or a mouse instead of a human, yeah, I'm choosing that side. I don't know. But in the end, I'm all for animal rights, as in pretty much anything aside from like a rat or a fucking mouse. I don't know. I just, I don't know. I can't see, son of a bitch. I can't see, sorry. There's, smoke fucking billowing in my face. Yeah, obviously I don't like any type of animal cruelty or nothing like that. I hate that shit. I'm a dog lover, have been all my life. At one point had 3 dogs. So yeah. I'm all for animal rights and animals being treated well. If I see actually quick story, up the street from me, there's a store we all go to, and it's just, you know, the neighborhood store. So, this dude was walking up with his dog, Pitbull. I have a Pitbull. They're fucking awesome dogs, as long as the owner's not a douchebag. For instance, I had my Pitbull didn't even know she was a Pitbull. She was just a great dog. It's always the owner. Bill Burr did a bit on how you... this is common knowledge. Well, not really, but you should know it. If you act like a psycho, your dog's gonna act like a psycho. If you act calm, your dog's gonna act calm. If you lay around your house all day, your dog's gonna be laying around the house all day. If you're up and, you know, running around the backyard, your dog's gonna be up and running around the backyard with you. You see where I'm going with this? You know, so, what the fuck, where was I even going with that? I don't know. Anyways, it doesn't matter. My whole point is that love dogs, not the biggest cat fan, but that's neither here nor there. Obviously, I wouldn't want to see anything horrible happen to a cat. Oh, I was telling a story about the dog. Oh, yeah. All right. Let me rewind. So some dickhead was walking up with his pit bull, and it wasn't even a proper leash. I don't know what it was. It was essentially a choker. And he, like, fucking kicked the dog in the stomach, punched him in his face, and, like, tied him up against the what's called, outside on the banister. And when he came back outside, I wanted to fist fight this dude. We went word for word. And then the store owners came outside, cooled it all down. But I wanted to smack the shit out of this kid for doing all that shit. I should have just violently attacked him, just like he did to his dog. But, boy. I'm actually just thinking about it, I'm getting all fucking tense. And then, what the hell? I was going off for something else. I think it was something about cats. But, it doesn't matter. All right. Let's move on. Because I'm already fucking moving through this, and I'm only on three. Breast cancer and the effects of chemicals in soaps, deodorants, etc. What? All right, I'm just going to read the whole thing and see where the hell this is going. Where there are pink ribbons, there is bound to be controversy. The Susan G. Komen Foundation, I hope I'm saying that right, Komen, K-O-M-E-N. I honestly have never heard of it before. the Susan G. Komen Foundation is at the forefront of creating a bit of a stir when it comes to finding a cure for breast cancer. Whether it is through walkathons or charitable events, the foundation strives for proper education and continuous research on the eradication of breast cancer and no as I'm sorry eradication of breast cancer as ad, oh my god I'm gonna break my phone of breast cancer as evident in their face race for the cure events writing an argumentative topic on breast cancer as the possible irritants. Why can't I read right now? In everyday things such as all right, topic on the breast cancer and the possible irritants in everyday things such as soaps, laundry detergents, and deodorants as being possible causes of breast cancer will undoubtedly create a bit of a stir. Okay. Obviously, I'd like to eradicate breast cancer. I mean, who the fuck wouldn't? Like, I mean, you know. I actually don't know. Oh, the only thing I can assume this is. Yeah, this is about. I didn't even know this. I had no idea. So I'm assuming what they're saying is apparently soaps, laundry detergents, and deodorants can be the cause of breast cancer. I did not know that. So that's horrible. And obviously, if that is true, then that it should have been already fixed. You know what I mean? So that's actually really annoying. That's pissing me off. But I tell you right now, the one thing that does annoy me about the breast cancer awareness, not breast cancer, but breast cancer awareness, is the NFL shit. And I'll tell you why. Because, I was saying something about Bill Burr before, one of his skits. Oh my God, I'm sorry. It didn't really matter. That was essentially what I was talking about before. Well, pretend I didn't even mention that just now. Jesus Christ, it just popped into my head though. Okay, so my thing about the NFL and wearing the pink and shit like that, and it really bothers me, is from what I read and heard and things like this, is that the NFL pretty much gets 90% of that money that is donated for these guy for these NFL players to wear all this pink shit, and you know, sell all the pink fucking shirts and you know the ribbons and all that stuff, and only 10% of the money that is I actually should have did a little bit of research. I honestly just didn't know that this would even be a topic. Because why would it be, right? I didn't know. So only to, all right, let me goddamn get through this. 90% of the money goes to the NFL, and only 10% of it goes to actual breast cancer awareness, which I'm sure, even though 10% sounds low, I'm sure it still is a pretty high number. But the fact that they make it like, you know, they don't tell you, they don't tell you this. But like I said, yet again, from what I heard, I could be off, I could be wrong with the numbers. But from what I heard, and it's not too hard to believe that, you know, big companies like the fucking NFL would keep so much of the money. So that bit annoys me, because every time it rolls around, I have to see these goddamn superheroes on the fucking, the football field wear pink shit, and it's annoying. It's like, stop taking over a sport I love. I don't want to see these dudes running around with fucking pink shit all over them. But, again, I'm all for breast cancer, any donation towards breast cancer, any donation for that at all. And if that is true with the soaps, laundry detergents, deodorants, whatever's in those fucking chemicals should be taken out. Let's be honest here. All right. That's fucking ridiculous. That this is even a topic of discussion. I'm getting flustered, because that's horrible, man. It's horrible for a woman to go through something like that, you know? All right, let's move on, because that's a super downer. anyways, all right, next one, 4, border control. Let's read this one. With America being the land of the free and the home of the brave, there have been continuous efforts to prevent immigration entry through closing down the borders of the country. This will always be a hot topic of topic of conversation, arguments, and debates, because it seeks to answer what is in quotes, what is an American, since this is a country of blended cultures. Wait, what? What is an American, since this is a country of blended cultures? End quote. Oh, okay, I get it. It's true. It's founded by fucking immigrants, so why shouldn't we let them in? But this is my thing. Excuse me, I'm all like, I feel like, I don't know if I'm catching something. I don't know if I'm getting a little sick. I really hope not, because that's the last goddamn thing I need is to get sick. All right, so, border control. Hang on, I'm going to light a cigarette. This is what I do now on my show. I smoke cigarettes. I don't give a shit. Hang on, 10 seconds, and I'll get right back into border control. Okay. I feel that it should be a lot easier for Mexicans to enter the country. I feel like they shouldn't have to get one citizenship to come here, work their entire goddamn life to send back money to their country so they can get someone else to come back in, a cousin, a sister, a brother, an aunt, whatever the fuck. That shit is not cool at all. So I don't believe, like, for instance, the whole building a wall nonsense. I'm for it, because they should gain citizenship. Yet again, I think citizenship should be easier to achieve than how it is now. The reason why they're jumping the borders is because it's so goddamn hard to get into this country. But the only reason why I personally am against, you know, these fucking border jumpers is because a lot of them, people just think, oh my God, they're just families trying to get here. Like, no, they're not. They're fucking drug trafficking. They're bringing the heroin from Mexico into the United States. And then our friends and family members and shit like that, I'm not saying me, but I'm, you know, I do know friends who have OD'd, and they're dying from these drugs that are being brought in from other countries. That shit I'm not cool with. You know, border control in that sense, yes. I agree that border control should be, more enforced. Maybe a wall should be built. But yet again, I also have nothing against Mexicans, and I think that they should just, it should be a lot easier for them to get into the country. But the drug trafficking can't be, it has to stop. All right, I'm moving on, because I'm not going to stick on that shit forever. okay. Pharmaceutical industry. All right, let's see what this one has to say. Never have two simple words sparked such explosion debates coast to coast and around the world. The pharmaceutical industry has been alleged to be responsible for many things. That's it. That's literally the end of the sentence for this. I wish they would have given me a little bit more to go on. I don't know. I don't know how I'm supposed to argue this. It didn't give me anything to fucking argue about. Pharmaceutical industry. I'm supposed to get pissed off at that? I mean, I don't know. Are pharmaceuticals that bad? It depends what pharmaceutical you're talking about. Let me try to think. I don't know. I mean, I don't understand. All right, if they're going to go by the... I forget that dickhead's name. Everybody knows him. He bought that $1 million album from Wu-Tang that, you know, he... The fuck's that little asshole's name? God, I can't even stand that guy's face. Everybody knows who he is. All right, I don't have to look him up. It's that dumb dick that bought the $1 million double disc, whatever it is, Wu-Tang album for $1 million, and then he was like sending death threat videos to like Ghostface Killer and shit like that, or not Ghost. I forget who it was. I'm getting all strung out just thinking about that asshole's face. He's such a dick, right? Literally. I don't know if I ever wanted to punch someone like in the face more than looking at that fucking asshole's face. Anyways, honestly, I really have nothing to say about this topic, because yet again, like I said, it's given me absolutely nothing to go off of. So I'm gonna move on. Ethnic adoption. excuse me. This is fast being a hot topic. Okay, that's poorly written. I can't read, so who the hell am I to say anything? But anyways, all right. This is fast being a hot topic of interest for many people because it explores the notion of couples adopting non-American babies. All right, so this is... All right, let me remind everybody who's listening in that this is a top 10 list of argumentative like topics. So these are the top, apparently, you know, these are the top, the 10 top conversation arguments worldwide, I guess. I don't know. So ethnic adoption, I mean, unless if you're really being like a dick and you're trying to get a kid from like Africa that could run a fucking 1,000,000 miles per hour, and you're literally only getting them for that reason because you don't love them at all, and you're only getting them to hopefully become an NFL star or a fucking track runner, and you're actually trying to make money off of this kid, then it's ridiculous. But if you're adopting a kid who's in need and you love him, then good for you. I don't know. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. But so I guess that's the two arguments right there. So, yeah, that's how I feel about it. I feel like it's fine, obviously. Get yourself a black baby. Get yourself a white baby. Get yourself a Chinese baby. I don't care. Get yourself a Mexican baby. It's all right. Don't bother me. Excuse me. All right. Oh, another dark one. Dark one. Death penalty. All right. Let's read this one. With so many people on death row, people have much to say about how the country handles death row inmates, as well as what happens when an inmate is forced to walk the green mile and their number is literally up. Wait, what? With so many people, people have much to say about how the country handles death row inmates. All right. What do you mean? How the fuck do they handle them? All right. The fact is, I don't know how death row inmates are treated. I can't see them being treated that poorly, to be quite honest with you. I mean, all right, let's pretend they get treated great. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I was going to try to do, let's see, you know, I was going to try to balance out how they are when they're great and how they are when they're being treated poorly. All right, I mean, if they're being treated poorly, I guess it's pretty fucked up, even though they're obviously on death row for a reason, and they're going to die. But if they're getting treated good, it's also, that, I don't know, that's a tough one. Because I guess, I don't know, that's a tough one. Because if they go into their death, oof, that's a tough one, man. You know what it is? Because that's like humanity. Yikes. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I think I'm going to skip that one, honestly, to be honest with you. To be quite honest, I'm going to skip that death penalty one because I really don't know how to answer it. Also, it didn't give me, yet again, this is not well written. Because there was just no follow-up for it. It didn't say if they were being treated poorly or well. Right? Let me read. I'll skim through real fast, but inmates as well as what happens when inmate is forced to walk the green mile. See, like, it doesn't say anything about how they're being treated. Let's move on. Because I halfway answered it, and that's it. End of fucking topic. Okay? Genetic cloning. The fuck? There has always been a way to get a rise out of people when the topic of genetic cloning comes into play. It forces people to contemplate the idea of man take on the roles that were meant for God. I think it's fucking awesome. You can clone me? That'd be insane. I'd have two of me. yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the science behind it. Hold on, let me just move this mouse before the friggin' screen goes out. Genetic cloned. I mean, personally, I have literally zero opinion. My opinion, as long as no one is being injured, you know, I guess it has to be, right? People, fuck. Animals must be going through horrendous shit for this, because clearly they're cloning animals and not people. As far as we know, right? Ooh, that's that conspiracy theory creeping up on me again. Yeah, genetic cloning. Let's pretend it's safe. Let's pretend no animals get hurt. It's fucking awesome. That's cool shit. I think they've done some shit already, right? They cloned like a goat. Didn't they clone a goat? I don't know. Maybe I have to do a little more research on that. I'm pretty sure they did clone the goat or something like that, but all the kidneys failed on it or something like that, and it died like quite quickly. But if they can master that shit down, I don't know. I mean, I don't want another douchebag out in the world, so maybe me out there as another person is not the greatest choice in the world. But, a bit, you know, I'll picture a multiplicity coming to life. I hope everybody's seen Multiplicity. If you haven't, go fuck yourself. all right. Moving on. Plastic surgery. All right, let's see what this says, though. With the addition, where's my drink? I'm thirsty. I'll hold off. We're almost done anyway. Plastic surgery. All right. Also, quick reminder, so you don't think I lost my my true north on this thing. Everything I'm saying, I'm just being honest. So I don't want to sound corny and cliche that I'm fucking plugging my the name of my show into this, but you know, every topic I'm saying, I'm just being honest. I don't know. Hate me? I don't care. All right, plastic surgery. With the addition and debts attributed to a gross fixation on plastic surgery procedures, many people, many people attribute the rise of prescription medicine and addiction and debts to plastic surgery. This is one topic that is steadily gaining momentum that comes to argumentative topics. Yet again, I said earlier that I was pro-choice. So if you want to fucking jack up your nose and put something else on, put another nose on you, go ahead. But yeah, it's, you know what though? I mean, this is choice. This is people doing whatever they want to do. So, I mean, if it's a botched surgery and they're dying, then, that's not okay. But a general change in your appearance, if you want to do it, go ahead. But yet again, if it's leading to deaths and people being hooked, I mean, this is pure fact. Of course it is. But yet again, that's also a choice to be a junkie. I realize the pain is I'm assuming severe, but you chose it and, you should have the willpower to stop with all the drugs. So, yet again, plastic surgery, it's your choice. So I'm going to move on because we're running out of time. Human trafficking, Jesus Christ, this one's super dark. And it's what? This is like fucking one sentence. This is a one topic where you can't go wrong when looking for controversy. Oh, thanks. Okay, human trafficking. Yeah, I'm against it. What the fuck? Like, I'm not saying that none of these are I should be against or against. That's not how this fucking game is playing. But, you know, if I'm being honest, I mean, if we're going by controversy, oh my God, I can't say these goddamn words. Controversy. let's just stick with arguments. If we're going with arguments, on a topic, there's not a single person in the history of the fucking planet that could sway me into believing that human trafficking is awesome, because it's not. So. I don't even mean to laugh. That's fucking horrible. So, yeah, human trafficking. It's, Jesus Christ. I can't even say the word anymore. That's terrible. So yeah, I'm obviously against that. And, that's about it. That's the end of that. Jesus Christ. All right, we're a little past the due, but you know what though? I wanted to mention a couple of real quick things. I mentioned earlier about my mother thinking that PETA stood for literally my dad's name. She also thinks that the cloud. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Sex Tape. How shit? What the hell's his name? Jason. What's his name? Jason Segel. Segel. Jason Segel. He thought the cloud was literally a cloud. You know, your iPhone cloud. You know, all your memory, your storage and shit like that goes to the cloud. She literally, I can't make this up. My mother believes that it's an actual goddamn cloud. So, aside from hysterically laughing on the phone while she's telling me this, and like holding my throat because I was laughing so goddamn hard, and then I finally explained to her that it's not, that everything is on a server somewhere. Yeah. So anyway, that's just, it's how my parents think. It's the most ridiculous shit ever. And then earlier too, when I was on the phone with my mother, the house phone was ringing, and the landline, for you kids who don't know what the fuck that is, it's an old phone, right? You push buttons on it, right? It has a little coil. It plugs into the wall. Yeah, it's on a cell phone. Anyways, so it was ringing, and my father was like, "How could this be happening if you're on it?" Because she was on her cell phone. It's just like it's a nut house over there, and they don't even know that they're in it. It's like the movie The Crazy Farm. Anyways, all right. And just the end to end this off, I always like to like throw in some type of movie or show or something like that. I'm not gonna do like a recommendation necessarily, but hold on, my eye is so itchy. I gotta get this night shift. So I've been watching 30 Rock recently. That's with Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, I almost said Tracy Jordan, but it's Tracy Morgan. Why they chose his name to be Tracy Jordan is bizarre to me. I don't know. But I don't know, that other chick, Jenna Maroney, that's not her real name. That's the name on the show. I can't remember her name. I don't know. She never did it for me. So, I've been watching 30 Rock lately, and I don't even know if it's over. I literally have no idea if this is over or not, this show. So, anyways, I picked up off from the beginning again, and I'm watching it straight through. I've already caught up. I think I'm on episode season 5, I think, and I don't know. I have a lot of time on my hands, not really, but I do. Anyways, so I was curious how Tina Fey got that 50 looking gunshot fucking dimple on her cheek. It's like that classic. What am I talking about? It has like that bullet, you know, that bullet dimple look that 50 has. And so I did. I looked it up out of curiosity to see how she got that scar. And this is just a little knowledge for you guys. I don't know why I'm sharing it with you, but I am. You know, hey, take it for what it is. If you ever been curious why Tina Fey has that scar on her left cheek, I think it's on her left cheek. I'm trying to picture it. It doesn't matter. If anybody's ever wondered that, like me, I looked it up. I found out what it was. It's actually really crazy. It's a really nutty story. It's a really short story. I'm sure if I watched videos or something like that of her maybe telling the interview, maybe she would have went into a little bit more detail. But long story short, when she was 5 years old, she was home, I'm assuming outside, like in front of her house, and a stranger walked up to her and viciously cut her face. How crazy is that? A 5-year-old girl. Some dude slashed Tina Fey's fucking face with a knife and then walked away, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's crazy to me. And she always portrays like this ugly chick. Meanwhile, Tina Fey's beautiful. So anyways, that's all. That's enough of that. But that was just a little, it's crazy, right? 5-year-old fucking 5-year-old girl. And that's how she got that little scar on her face. Excuse me. I just thought it was bizarre. Anyways, that's the end of the show. It's we're fucking 40 minutes in now. I didn't even think I was gonna be able to get the show done, which I didn't. Sucks that I didn't get it done on Monday, but it's all right. It's only a few hours after. So, anyways, if you guys want to email in, please don't hesitate. JustBeingHonestPodcast@gmail.com. Email me in some topics if you need advice. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Just email in if you got any questions, topics, discussions, debates. I'll go toe-to-toe with you. So have a happy week. And that's the show. All right? Actually, I got to come up with a better intro, like I said last week. And I gotta finish off with a better outro. I was thinking about doing some like Jerry Springer shit, where like I do like a little advice at the end and get you through the week. Obviously, I have nothing written, so I'm not going to boost your morale right now. But have a good Tuesday, and yeah, if you get a chance, email in justbehonestpodcast@gmail.com. I'll write back to you, or I'll read it on the show. All right? Have a good week, everybody.